Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of November 2017. National Green Tribunal has barred Delhi government from implementing the return of odd even scheme from the 13th to the 17th of November, saying it first has to prove that the measure would not be counterproductive. GST Council has decided to keep only 50 items, mostly demerit, sin and luxury goods in top 28% bracket. GST Council has said that 18% GST will be levied on chewing gums, chocolates, aftershave, deodorant, washing power, detergent, marble. Supreme Court has approved the constitution of a committee constituted by Kerala government under Section 9 of Minimum Wages Act, 1948, for revising the wages of nurses and hospital staff, by dismissing an appeal filed by the Kerala Private Hospital Association. Supreme Court has requested Chief Justice of Jharkhand High Court to conduct an inquiry or to have it conducted by a suitable independent officer into two orders of denial of bail to two political prisoners, husband and wife, and determine how these orders were issued, uploaded on the website, and removed partly later. Supreme Court has issued notice to Centre and CBI on a petition seeking SIT probe into allegations of attempted judge fixing in a medical college's racket. Delhi High Court has dismissed as infructuous a petition challenging the election of Dr. Akhilesh Das Gupta as president of the Badminton Association of India in the year 2014. Madras High Court has refused to allow filing of income tax return without producing Aadhaar number and enrollment ID. Gujarat High Court has refused to entertain a writ petition filed by one Rajendra Singh Shekhawat, who sought a stay on the release of the film Padmavati, directed by Sanjay Leela Bhansali. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has simplified foreign exchange management regulations by putting all the 93 amendments under one notification, a move that will significantly make it easier for foreign investors to invest in the country. Delhi government has notified that interstate supply of heavy water and nuclear fuels will be out of the ambit of goods and services tax, GST. National Green Tribunal has banned all construction activities in Delhi and NCR, while directing all agencies concerned to encourage public transport, check stubble burning and settle dust by sprinkling water using helicopters or fire brigade across Delhi.